You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 26, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Anaishion Coffee, a black woman in South Carolina, received a $120,000 settlement after Officer Peter Beck allegedly broke into her home without a warrant and fabricated charges against her in August 2020. Coffee's pursuit of justice lasted 5 years, including 2 years battling criminal charges that were ultimately dismissed. The specific charges are not detailed in the lawsuit, and there is no public record of them in South Carolina courts. Coffee could only file her lawsuit after being cleared of these charges. Her attorney, Tyler Bailey, stated that this resolution sends a powerful message against racial profiling and harassment. A legal settlement is a resolution reached outside of court, often involving one party paying another, and does not imply an admission of guilt. The charges against Coffee were serious enough to warrant legal action, and the dismissal process typically involves a review by a prosecutor or judge. Officer Peter Beck has a documented history of alleged misconduct and racial profiling, having resigned from two law enforcement agencies before being rehired by a third. He resigned from the Lancaster Police Department in April 2021 after numerous accusations of racial profiling, receiving a $60,000 payout upon resignation. Prior to that, he resigned from the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office in 2019 due to concerns about his behavior. Despite this history, Beck is currently employed by the North Charleston Police Department, which has also faced accusations of racial profiling. Issues with police departments hiring officers with problematic pasts are common, often due to lax vetting processes or a willingness to overlook past issues. Officer misconduct generally refers to actions that violate departmental policies or laws, including excessive force, false arrest, and racial profiling. The seriousness of accusations against Beck could lead to criminal charges, civil lawsuits, and disciplinary action. Beck's alleged misconduct reflects broader patterns of law enforcement issues in South Carolina. In a separate incident, a sheriff's lieutenant was fired for misusing the National Crime Information Center to identify a private investigator. Additionally, two K-9 specialists with the Richland County Sheriff's Department were terminated for stealing department equipment. These incidents highlight ongoing issues with officer conduct and accountability across various departments. Internal investigations in law enforcement agencies are conducted by internal affairs units to determine if misconduct occurred and recommend disciplinary action. Critics argue that agencies investigating their own officers is problematic. Police chiefs must report misconduct to the SC Criminal Justice Academy within 15 days of concluding an internal investigation. The Lancaster Police Department hired Beck despite warnings from the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office about his behavior. Major J.M. Shaw warned that Beck had zero throttle control and was considered a liability. Beck attempted to challenge the narrative of his past conduct by filing a defamation lawsuit against the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office in August 2021, but it was dismissed in December 2024. To prove defamation in South Carolina, a plaintiff must show a false statement, unprivileged publication, fault on the part of the publisher, and either actionability or special harm. Beck's lawsuit likely failed due to his inability to meet these legal standards. Community members in Lancaster expressed outrage over Beck's conduct and the decision to pay him to resign. More than 20 residents attended a city council meeting in February 2021 to voice their complaints. Reverend Anthony Pelham criticized the use of taxpayer money to pay off an officer who negatively impacted black citizens. Arlene Clyburn described instances of Beck harassing her family members without probable cause. Significant incidents of police misconduct often lead to increased public scrutiny and demands for reform. During a 2024 deposition, Beck mentioned his family's long history in law enforcement. Racial profiling, a central issue in this case, refers to targeting individuals for suspicion of crime based on race rather than behavior. This practice erodes trust between communities and law enforcement and can lead to feelings of injustice. Copyright, African Elements.